You are watching a special Combine edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford.
From an overall standpoint, we're looking for good people, good athletes, and good players. Guys that are tough, guys that won't be outworked by anybody. And I want guys that want to be Cleveland Browns and that want to be in Cleveland and want to be part of something special.
Hello and welcome to a Combine edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Jameer Howerton. That was a listen to Coach Jasinski speaking to the media earlier this morning. I had a chance to catch up with him this afternoon, and I asked him if it was any different being the head coach at the Combine for the first time.
It feels the same in a lot of ways. Once you get around the players and you're going through and looking at the guys and evaluating them, it's the same thing, just a few more guys to be responsible for.
Now, Coach, when you're evaluating these players on the field and you get that opportunity to talk to them in those interviews, what do you look for?
Well, you're looking for all the measurables. Those are the things that, you know, you see when they're working around, when they're running around and lifting and doing the things like that that they're here for. But the real key process and one of the key components of this is getting them in the interviews. And so you get a chance to sit down with them for a short amount of time to try to get insights into what makes them tick and really if they're the right fit from a mental, competitive, all the standpoints that we're looking for to be Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I think to bring Chutt back into that building is a good thing. I like the staff he's put together. I'm excited he's brought Norv on board, and those two have worked together in the past.
Chutt was one of the best play callers in football anyway. Now you add Norv Turner, who's one of the best play callers in football. I've wondered, like, how's that dynamic going to work? But Chutt's a great detail guy, and Norv, certainly they've worked together. They just reverse roles here now. And so you can expect more explosive plays on the offensive side.
And I love the coordinators. I mean, I think if you're talking about a first-time head coach, the ones who've been successful, at least a lot of them, you look at right in the division, Tomlin and Harbaugh, well, what did they have? They had strong coordinators when they made that leap. I really like the totality of the moves. I like what they did in the front office. No one's hungrier than Mike Lombardi. I think you have to be excited about the future for the Browns.
I like it. I really like the direction the franchise is going. And it's not just hiring Rob Chudzinski, who was an interesting hire, really a guy I didn't know a ton about. I know fans didn't know a ton about, but you talk to him, you talk to people who have worked with him. They really like him. And I love the staff he put together. I mean, I really, really do. You know, there's all sorts of quarterback questions. No one knows if Brandon Whedon's going to be the guy. Well, I do know this, that he's probably going to get as much help as he could possibly get by getting Norv Turner.
Today, the running backs, quarterbacks, and wide receivers spoke to the media, and I caught up with Ohio State fullback Zach Bourne, and I asked him what his combine experience has been like for him so far.
It's been a lot of fun. You know, we've been doing many different things, waking up early, going to bed late, but it's our future. You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm having fun with it.
Zach, you haven't hit the field yet, but when you do, what do you want to get accomplished?
I just want to show off my athleticism. You know, coming from a fullback, a lot of guys think, you know, you're stiff and can only go up in a hole and lead block. But I want to show guys that I can go out into the flat, go out and catch passes, run fast times, and just show my quickness and athleticism.
Overall, what do you bring to an NFL team, Zach?
I think I bring a lot of different things. You know, I bring leadership. I bring a unique skill set that can do offense and defense and special teams, many different things. You know, I'm just going to have fun. You know, I love the game of football, mental and physical preparation. I just live for the game. You know, I seriously breathe the game every day, and I love working out, love doing everything about it. So just the love of the game, and that's what I'm going to bring to a locker room.
Zach, thanks for your time, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Browns fans, earlier this week, I had a chance to catch up with NFL.com's Daniel Jeremiah to see what he's excited about in this year's draft.
Yeah, I want to see how Geno Smith handles himself. You know, he's the one I got the most excited about when I watched him. I think he's got the highest ceiling of any of the quarterbacks in this draft. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how he kind of answers the question of how that West Virginia season kind of fell apart. You know, they started off like a ball of fire, and then it kind of crumbled down the stretch. I was at his bowl game at Yankee Stadium, didn't have the best day. So I want to see how he kind of handles that, maybe some tough questions, see how he responds.
Look at the Cleveland Browns. Offensive coordinator, Norv Turner's there. Head coach, Rob Chudzinski. You're very familiar with that attacking style offense. Who do you see in this year's combine that would fit well in that group?
Well, there's a lot of guys that'll fit in well. You know, I know he wants to stretch the field. You know, you got Whedon right now who can throw the ball down the field. So to me, there's some receivers that can really run. You know, you're looking in that second round area. How about a guy like Marquise Goodwin from Texas? You know, won the Olympic trials in the long jump. I mean, this is an elite athlete. We have a lot of receivers with explosiveness that you're going to be able to get in that second, third, fourth round area. I think it really helped the Browns out.
That wraps up Friday here in Indianapolis. Tomorrow, the offensive line, tight ends, and special teams group will start their on-field drills. Be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com for complete coverage. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.